As I said before Mass, it's good to be back and to see many known faces and friendly faces. But then I also remember when Jesus came back to his hometown, Nazareth, people welcomed him at first, but then when he began to preach the word of God, they start to drive him out. So I hope that's not my fate for today, huh? But today, as you can see, all three readings remind us of the commandments that come from God. And oftentimes, as a priest, I hear a lot of people tell me, especially young people, how come the Catholic faith is all about a list of do and don'ts? You cannot do this, you cannot do that. It seems like it's a religion for old people. Why can we be free just to love God and do whatever we want? Why do we always have to talk about what we cannot do and what isn't right? But then you and I have to remember a society without law would be chaotic. And also the same thing, we have to remember that laws or commandments exist not in order to lord it over us, but also why our laws are there to exist. Because it points towards something higher, something that we are willing to sacrifice in order to preserve, because this thing or this person is important for us. And the commandments or the laws of the Lord exactly does that. If we look at all the commandments and what God has given us from the perspective of a relationship, then it begins to make sense. Let me give you an example. First, when you love someone, are you going to go out and cheat on that person? Oh, you're scaring me. The answer should be no. Second, when you love someone, are you going to call that person with a very crude name or a very disrespected name? No. And last of all, when you love a person, do you only want to see them once or twice a year or at least once a week? Hopefully not, or else you're going to sleep on the couch, right? Isn't that already the first three commandments? Think about it. All the commandments, when we put it in the relational perspective, then we know that they're there at guideposts, they're there at light to help us focus on a relationship that should be the first priority of all relationship, the relationship with the one who truly loves us, the relationship with the one who truly gave himself for us, died for us. Therefore, all we can do is respond to that with love. But we know that we are weak. And that's why the Lord give us the commandments, so that we can fix our eyes straight on him and continue to love him instead of wandering around. My brothers and sisters, have you ever been in a relationship or in a group that kind of like, hey man, do whatever you want, as long as you're okay and I'm okay and we're okay? It would drive me crazy. Would you go see the Rangers or the Cowboys when they start the beginning to play the game and they have no rules? Do whatever you want, man. No, I would save my money, right? Even in sport, you see rules and you see regulation in order that the game be played fairly and just and well. So the same thing too with our commandments that God has given us, because they're there in order for us to understand that there's something really important, something special, and they're there to preserve us in integrity and in trueness and in love. Much more than that, my brothers and sisters, St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that there are actually four laws that exist within this universe. The lowest and the base law of all are human laws, okay? And this is the law that we have created as society and as a group and as a common people. But above human laws are natural law, what you and I could see existing within nature itself, within the universe itself. Those are natural laws that have been given as a way for the universe and for nature to work. And above natural law would be divine law, what God had revealed to us through the scripture and through public revelation. And last of all is eternal law, the law of God himself. So therefore, when we look at these four laws, we have to ask ourselves, are the laws that our society making, the laws that we're making, are they in light? And are they in alignment with the law of God yet or not? Are we simply making laws for our own selves? We are called to create all laws and make all laws, and even at the point to disobey the law that are unjust and untrue and are contrary to God's own law. Because God is our ultimate love, and we are called to fix our eyes on his laws and to make our own social convention and social law in compliance to that. Yet, it seems like our society are making more and more and more laws, as if politicians seem like if they don't make some kind of bills or laws, they're running out of a job to do. So we have to ask ourselves, as a politician, as a society, as a nation, as a part of this world, are we making laws in order to serve a higher purpose, or are we making laws to serve our own needs? Is our laws a reflection of God's own love and his own law, or our own laws are only there to protect our own personal political interests or agenda? My brothers and sisters, we hear in the second reading today, St. James reminds us that we are called not to be hearer of the law or the hearer of the word of God. We are called to be doers of the law and doers of the words of God. It's so easy for you and I say, oh, I know that God is love. I love God. He's kind of there. But I'm going to do my own thing. So am I really doer of the word of God, or am I just kind of give lip service to him? We got to give our heart to God, and that is why it is important for everything that we do, everything that we say, point towards something higher, or else we're just going to point toward ourselves. Look at me. Look at what I can do. Look at the persuasion that I can put. Look at the things that I could manipulate. Then if we only build our society like that, then our society is going to break down, because it's just going to be, quote unquote, society of me, myself, and I. I do a lot of prison ministry up there where I'm at, and oftentimes I tell the inmates, why are you and I all failed? Or why we made mistakes is that we put me, myself, and I before Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we put ourselves before God, that's when we begin to hurt one another. That's when we begin to manipulate others, and that's when we begin to break down relationships. We have to give to one another what is truly important. We have to give to one another God. And this is in the basis of our own nation. If you and I remember the Declaration of Independence right, it recognized that foundational and undeniable dignity of the human person created in God's own image. So the Declaration of Independence said that each and every one of us are endowed with certain unalienable rights. And among those rights are the rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And it continues on. Therefore, the goal and the existence of government are there to protect, reserve, and to cherish those unalienable rights that each and every one of us bear as children of God. Therefore, we can see that our founding fathers, from the beginning, have already teach us that we're not a product of what we can do in this society. We are a product of God's own love. He had created us in His own image and likeness. Therefore, all of the laws that we have made and all of the laws that we keep are there to preserve this dignity, this love, this relationship, and our society are supposed to mirror, reflect, and radiate God's love here and now. So therefore, I challenge you to not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the words by how you live, by your interaction, by your words, by your action to one another. I'll be honest with you, I love my parishioners, but I don't always like them. You know, especially those who kind of complain. So what do I do when things don't go my way? It's so easy now that we take out our phone, we go on social media and start tweeting or start putting posts and stuff on the internet and tell the whole world of how frustrated we are and how things should be our way. But I'm asking you, before we react, have we taken the time to truly pray? Huh. That is hard. When you drive on 360 or I-20 and some jerk cuts you off, how are you reacting or how are you responding? There were days that I wear my cleric and they cut me off, and instead of giving them the bird, I give them the sign of the cross. My brothers and sisters, we can always respond instead of react. Because in order to respond, we need to take the time to pray, to put our prayer into this sermon, and to let God guide us. It's so easy for us to always react when things don't go our way. But we have to remember, when times get tough, we need to let God's commandments be in front of us so that we can pray about it and also said, God, what are you trying to teach me from all of this, with this situation, with this person, and then try to respond in according to what He has taught of you and I. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, remember, our faith is not about a list of do and don'ts. It never is. It's about Him. We bear His name when we call ourselves Christians, disciples of Christ. Therefore, if you and I call ourselves Christians, are we bearing Him in our words and in our actions, or are we still living the same way as it's about me? It's about Him. In your words, in your action, in your daily life, point people not to yourself, not to politics, not to the people that you support or I support, but point people to Him. I might not have all the answer, but I know who hath the answer. I know who hath loved you, who hath died for you, and who hath given His life for you. I know who can fulfill all of your desire and who truly love you beyond what you and I can see. Point to Him and allow Him to guide the direction of our society, the direction of our relationship, the direction of our family, the direction of our love. Then the commandments are no longer just simply a list of do and don'ts. It becomes the commandments of the heart, for the heart of God is always speaking to your heart and my heart, and it's up to us to listen to what He has to say.